The best quoters of movies you've never seen. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, welcome back in. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And we welcome to the program Ben Gretsch, CBS Sports, talking all NFL and fantasy stuff with you in a season that we're all praying will happen. Ben, good to have you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me on, guys. And I agree with you. I mean, we're all kind of just hoping at this point that we'll get football this fall.
Yeah, we're going to break it down, eight ways to Sunday here. Let's start with this. Before we get into the fantasy stuff, Ben, Cam Newton, we have no idea if he's a shell of his former self or not. I mean, he's missed all but a couple games last season, got the Liz Frank injury, then had the shoulder surgery. I'm sure he's enticing to a lot of teams, but the injury risk is there. The regression is there. He puts out the video. He tweets out the video how they gave up on me, and he's trying to get back into convincing people that he could be the same guy. But there's a bear market out there, and the reason why is because nobody knows about his injury. But if we can get past that, give me your prediction on where Cam Newton is playing football this year.
Oh, it's tough. I mean, there's not a lot of great landing spots, obviously. I mean, I think this is one of the first free agency markets we've seen in a lot of years where there's more available talent at the quarterback position than great landing spots. And there's teams like Denver that are, you know, seem like a good landing spot, but they seem content with their young quarterback and Drew Locke, and Washington has been rumored, but they seem pretty content with what they have. You know, I still think New England is a pretty good landing spot, but I don't know that that's actually going to happen.
Ben, is there any free agents out there right now, your offensive skill guys, that you think if signed at this point could make a significant difference to any, you know, any contending teams?
Significant, probably not. I think most of the main guys, the last one that I thought could make a significant impact would have been Robbie Anderson. He just signed a couple of days ago. I think he's a pretty legitimate field stretcher, even if he's not, you know, a major fantasy asset, he can have a pretty big impact on an offense. But after he signed, I think we're, other than, you know, the couple quarterbacks that are out there, I do think, you know, Cam Newton, if healthy, could have a huge impact. But not many skill position players left that I think are going to have a significant impact.
You know, when you talk fantasy football, it's obviously everyone's doing it now. It's so much fun. But the points are so different, so it's very difficult sometimes to talk fantasy football in general. Because everyone's league has different point structures and how much a touchdown pass is worth. But when you think about the quarterbacks, and forget about waiting and all that, because I think people still feel like can wait for a quarterback, but you got Mahomes, you got Lamar Jackson, you got the usual suspects like Russell Wilson. Is Kyler Murray a guy this year that you're targeting as that people will reach for him, and if they do, it's probably a good thing?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a top five or top six quarterback when it's all said and done, if he's not already, in most drafts. And I think it makes sense. I mean, we saw what Lamar Jackson did last year. In fantasy, the running ability at quarterback creates just a huge point floor every week because they're going to get you 30, 40 rushing yards. They're going to get you some passing yards. And then it creates the huge ceiling as well. You know, if they hit on a few passing touchdowns and maybe run for a TD, you can have just these massive quarterback weeks. So he's definitely the type of quarterback that has a really good fantasy profile. If you can take a step forward as a passer, and then you look at, you know, they added DeAndre Hopkins this offseason. I mean, it's all there for him to be a huge breakout player, and that's going to make him very popular. And I think for good reason, yeah.
One other guy that I think has kind of gone under the radar as a signing, and, you know, he's been pretty impactful in offenses throughout his career, a little bit older now, but, the NFC South is so packed with stars, especially Tom Brady going to Tampa, but the signing of Emmanuel Sanders in New Orleans, what type of value do you think he'll have, and then what kind of value do you think he'll provide to the rest of that offense, and maybe, you know, whether it's Breeze, Michael Thomas, the impact on those guys?
Well, I'm not going to be – pretty high on him for fantasy football. I think he's going to have a big impact from a real football standpoint. I think it was a good, smart signing for a team that wants to take, you know, a couple more runs at it before Breeze's career is probably over. But that team has been so heavily concentrated with the touches in their offense to Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas for the last several years. Jared Cook just came over last offseason. He had a good season in New Orleans, but it was mostly like high efficiency. He had the highest yards per target of his career, the most touchdowns of his career. But his targets fell way off from his last season in Oakland. And I expect kind of the same from Emmanuel Sanders. And now he's, you know, going to be competing with Cook. There's not even like a clear number three in that offense now. And it's just an offense that so many targets and touches are going to go through Kamara and Michael Thomas that I think Sanders is good for the offense. I just don't think he is going to get enough targets to really be a fantasy impact.
Ben, let's look at some running backs here because it's going to be it's always a very popular thing. And I'm always a believer that you got to have a stud. I mean, you really do. I mean, you can fill it in, but I think you feel very comfortable if you have a stud running back. And boy, Christian McCaffrey is the guy, right? Barkley, certainly. Dalvin Cook had a very good year. Zeke's there. Kamara's always there. I'm just going to ask you this way. Is Derrick Henry a guy that it's too much to think that he would be like in a top three running back situation, or where would you have Henry ranked going into this year?
Well, I'm kind of down on him personally. I don't think many will have him in the top three. I think the people that are high on him will have him more towards the back end of the first round. And I think in a lot of leagues, you'll see him drafted in the second round or later. For me, a big concern is they rode him so heavily down the stretch and then had a deep playoff run that he ended up with over 400 touches. I mean, it was a throwback type running back season where he got a lot of work. And, it's just a little bit of a concern that can he maintain the really high rushing efficiency he had last year coming off the season with just so many touches. And that's something that over the last 20 years or so, we've seen not be, you know, easy to do for running backs to bounce back from that heavily used of a season. And we've seen because of that, running backs don't typically have 400 touch seasons anymore. So he'll be someone that I'm not going to be very high on.
Talking NFL and fantasy football with Ben Gretsch of CBS Sports on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, Ben, as you look down to talk about the NFC South, two of the most productive receivers last year, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, you know, you would think that bringing in Tom Brady, they would be better and more productive, especially on a fantasy level. However, Jameis Winston threw 33 touchdowns. Tom might not be throwing that many, and especially he won't have the interceptions, but how do you see his arrival impacting one of the most productive tandems in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge for them to repeat what they did. There's the stat air yards, which measures how far down the field passes go, and it's a cumulative stat. So if you look at all the quarterbacks last year, Jameis Winston had more air yards than anyone, and by a lot. I mean, he's somebody who's willing to sling it around and sling it down the field. And yes, he threw plenty of interceptions, but for fantasy, that's great. When Mike Evans and Chris Godwin pull him in, there's a lot of yards to be had there on the field. And Tom Brady's just not the same guy or at this point in his career. He's not. He's been thrown underneath for several seasons. And you know, it's possible that he will be pushing it down the field more into Bruce Arians offense than he has been with New England the last several seasons. But it's going to be really tough, I think, for both of those Bucs receivers to do what they did last season with Brady as opposed to Jameis, who was willing to just chuck it around.
All right, let's do quickly the top guy at each position going in for fantasy football. And you can tell me if I'm correct or incorrect. Quarterback Mahomes?
Yep.
Okay, running back McCaffrey?
Yep.
Receiver Michael Thomas?
Yep.
Tight end Kittle?
Yeah, Kittle or Kelce I think are going to be really close.
All right, so we nailed the top ones. Let's give me a couple sleepers real fast at those positions. Maybe not deep sleepers, but maybe like guys that people might be sleeping on that are going to have good years.
Well, yeah, I mean, a couple big ones from free agency we could talk about are Kenyon Drake, I think, he's not going to be a sleeper. He's going to be popular, but David Johnson's gone now. He's going to be the lead back in that Cardinals offense that could take a step forward. Darrell Henderson's another one, really good player at Memphis last year. Didn't get a lot of run in his rookie season, but the Rams traded up to draft him in last year's draft. And now they had to let Todd Gurley walk. They have a bunch of dead money on their books because of the Todd Gurley contract, and they don't have a lot of draft picks. So I don't really expect them to bring in a lot of running backs. It's going to probably be Henderson and Malcolm Brown in Los Angeles with the Rams in their backfield. And I think Henderson's the one that, you know, could be their next star running back. So those are two guys that really benefited from running backs leaving their current teams in the offseason. And then I think tight end is another position where you're going to see some sleepers. Hayden Hurst looks like he's going to fill in the Austin Hooper role, who's now up in Ohio with you guys with the Browns. Hurst with the Falcons, I think. I would probably take him over Hooper, even though he hasn't done much. And Hooper has been a productive tight end. It's just going to be tough in Cleveland for everyone to get the targets. There's so much talent on that team. And I think Hayden Hurst is going to be a sleeper. And Blake Jarwin's another one. Jason Witten moved on from the Cowboys. Really like Blake Jarwin this year.
All right. And finally, who's the sleeper quarterback this year?
It's probably Baker, honestly. I mean, I don't – quarterback's always a tough one. But, you know, the Browns have a lot of talent around him and added, you know, Jack Conklin on the offensive line, which is really helpful as well. So we'll see, you know, if he can take that step forward. But I think a lot of what happened last year was probably the result of some coaching issues, in my opinion. And, you know, if Kevin Stefanski can get some things turned around, I think they could be kind of a post-hype breakout offense. Everyone was really high on them last year, and it obviously didn't really work out. But I could definitely see 2020 being their year.
He talks fantasy football and a lot of good football stuff on CBS Sports, and he has the best Twitter handle in the universe. You can follow him at Yards Per Gretch. Ben Gretch is on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, have a good stay well, Ben, and we'll have you back hopefully this summer and beyond. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Ben Gretch. Fantasy football, a lot of good stuff there, man. It's just to kind of get your brain distracted a little bit on everything that's going on. But when you think about, Bob, the running backs right now, and there always was that legit top three, right? It was always like Zeke, Zeke, Kamara, and Barkley. And then McCaffrey, certainly. I think McCaffrey's now launched way up there. I'm wondering if his workload comes back a little bit. Chubb, you got to expect him to have a good year. Mixon, with the threat of Burrow, should have a better year, correct?
I mean, is that a question or a comment?
Well, I mean, he's had pretty good years anyway. I'm just wondering whether his touches – well, the balance of his touches going down because you have a passing quarterback.
But they should be more productive.
That's what I mean. So it is more of a question.
Okay. I would imagine it's more productive touches because he won't be facing as tough a box. And Joe Burrow he'll check it down to the running backs. You get Edwards-Helaire. I mean, he had a lot of catches for LSU. So Joe can get through progressions, push the ball down the field, and then when it's not there, dump it off.
All right, speaking of sleepers, there may be a couple coming out of Ohio State for this draft. We'll tell you who next. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Constantly interrupting valuable airtime to sell $3 stickers. What a business plan. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.